2021. Here, I think 5 days from the first day of summer, and not too many days. What are we, 16th? So we've got 14 days until National Ice Cream Month, which is July. Glenn Coble joins me in studio. Also, don't forget... Progressive Life with Glenn Coble will be on today from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 till 5 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 until 7 p.m. Okay, Glenn, a lot of ground to cover today. We have not spoken since the big anniversary party last Thursday night.
Oh, I've just sobered up.
Yeah, I know. Wasn't it a... It was a humdinger. It was a hullabaloo.
Do you know what a hullabaloo is?
I do.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Do you doubt being, I knew what a hullabaloo is?
Being a folk singer, I've done several hullabaloos. And
well, what do you consider a hullabaloo?
Well, it's just a song fest of...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's...
But no different than any other song fest.
A lot of people didn't know what a hullabaloo was.
Well, you know what I knew? There was a show on NBC, 50s or 60s. It was in color.
Yeah.
But it was called Hullabaloo.
Yeah, I remember.
And, hosted by...
Ooh, I don't remember that.
Oh, you're not going to get anything for this. And don't Google it. Don't Google it. But a very famous person hosted this show. Who hosted the show Hullabaloo? I want to know if anybody truly remembers
this. Can I throw in a guess?
Go ahead.
It's probably wrong. Dick Clark?
No.
Okay.
Was not Dick Clark.
Okay.
But who hosted Hullabaloo? Now, again... don't look it up, because we really want to know if you remember this or not.
Yeah.
It wasn't on for very long.
No, it wasn't.
But
maybe
it,
2 years max.
Well, you know why I think the people remember it is because of the title, Hullabaloo.
Yeah.
And I think that's because people don't say Hullabaloo anymore. The only reason I remember it's because it was that name of that show.
That other show, the comedy show, where all the really famous comedians popped through windows and said something.
Laughing.
Laughing. That and Hullabaloo were kind of going together, weren't they?
Well, I think they were, but Laugh-In was a comedy show. I don't think Hullabaloo...
No, it didn't have...
It was all music.
Yeah, right, right. But, I mean, it was at the same time, same genre of people.
Yeah, yeah, 60s.
Yeah.
So who hosted Hullabaloo? A very, very famous person, and not probably the person you would expect to host Hullabaloo, which was geared at kids.
Now,
I mean, it was kids dancing.
Now, can we count on you as knowing the answer to this?
Oh, for sure.
I heard one of your earlier listeners guess question.
Well, you know what?
Authority.
Those were the researchers at makeicecream.com. And I said that right off the top. These are not my answers. I don't know if the U.S. consumes the most amount of ice cream, but I don't know why New Zealand would consume more ice cream than us.
Except for when you're basing it on per capita, they have a much lower bar to meet.
Well, they do, but I mean, even per capita, we do 23.3 quarts in America annually per person.
Really?
Yeah.
So
how many quarts are in a gallon?
Four.
There you go.
Yeah. I only consume about 2 quarts a year.
So we do almost 8 gallons a year.
Ooh, my. Here. And that doesn't include some of my friends who eat a lot of it.
You know, ice cream for me is a sporadic thing.
Me too.
Like, I and this is, you know, I'll out myself on this. Like, I will go to the store, and I like, I do like, Breyers.
Mm-hmm,
so a quart of Breyers will be on sale, and I live alone, and I'll buy, like, 2 quarts because it's on sale. And I will eat the 2 quarts. But then I won't have ice cream again for 5 months.
All in one sitting?
No, not in one sitting. But fairly quick. I mean, it's, you know.
Within the week, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. And I'll eat them both. And then I won't eat ice cream again for 6 months.
Yeah, I'm kind of like
so
that.
So it's that, you know.
But I did have ice cream last night, and it was Breyers, and we had it just because it was on sale. So.
Yeah, so, but that's, you know, that's how it happens.
Yeah.
It catches your eye. Oh, that would be good. And, you know, ice cream is one of those things that when you haven't had it for months, and you go back for a second and third bowl.
Yeah, and you say, why have I not been doing this?
Right, right. But then by the end, you're, boy.
Full.
I've had enough of this.
Yes, yeah.
We're done with this. Let's move on.
Do you have a snack before you go to bed?
Well, I kind of. I mean, if I want something, well, see, here's an interesting. What do you consider a snack?
anything you eat.
Well, here's the thing. Like, a lot of times...
T-bone steak is counts.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, because, for example, like, I get home from work sometimes late at night.
Oh, yeah.
And I live alone. So if I haven't eaten dinner,
yeah.
I will have dinner really late.
Yeah.
But I don't know that that's a snack.
No, that probably isn't. That was not what I was thinking. What I'm thinking of is, you know, my wife and I, she'll have a half a bagel. I'll have 14 bagels. No.
Knock them back.
Yeah. Peanuts, that sort of thing. That's what we have. But we have a snack every night, and that's not good for your tummy line.
You know what I got is the cottage cheese whipped cream Jell-O mixture. It's delicious.
I'm going to be
Everybody
sick.
Loves it. Everybody loves it.
I hate cottage cheese.
But have you ever had this?
It sounds terrible.
No, your sound doesn't get it.
The only thing
you
I
gotta
like,
have it.
The only thing I like cottage cheese in, and I'd prefer to have ricotta, is lasagna.
Oh, see, I don't like ricotta.
No?
No.
Too strong.
It is
a little strong.
Yeah, so I want cottage cheese in the lasagna.
Because you're a wimp.
No, ricotta just has a weird taste.
Well, yeah, it's cheesy.
But I don't think it is. I'd rather have mozzarella.
Oh, well, mozzarella is kind of bland. So
is it?
Yeah, kind of.
I don't know.
It melts well, though. It melts really well.
Yeah, but doesn't all cheese?
No.
Really?
No, there are some cheeses. You obviously don't watch the Saturday morning cooking shows.
Now, what channel is this on?
It's on the PBS, or, yeah.
I can't believe nobody knows who hosted Hullabaloo.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised we haven't gotten a call on that.
Who hosted Hullabaloo? See, when you take the Google away, nobody knows. Who hosted Hullabaloo?
They're all reaching for their machine.
They want to Google this. Does anybody remember who hosted Hullabaloo? It was on NBC. It was a big show in the 60s for about a week. And the guy who hosted it, the guy who hosted it was a big television star at the time, but kind of an odd choice to host Hullabaloo.
Okay.
Who was it? 740-383-9944.
Steve Reeves, then.
Big star. Yeah. That's why it didn't work very well.
And he wore his Superman outfit. Reeves,
yeah.
That was right.
Was it Steve Reeves?
No, it was...
Christopher Reeve.
No, it was Steve Reeves. Wasn't it?
No. Christopher Reeve.
I was talking about the original Superman.
Oh, I thought his name was...
What was the original?
Wasn't he the one who was involved in all that debauchery?
Yeah.
No, his name wasn't Steve Reeves.
Okay.
What was his name?
I'm going to look it up.
The original Superman. Didn't they do a movie about him and all his debauchery?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, I think they did.
I would have watched it.
Well, I think it's out there.
Okay, let's get it.
You can still get it on the Netflix.
I'm looking it up now, and I bet they won't have him on here. No, they show the modern Steve Reeves. That's the modern super. Oh, here he is. George Reeves.
George Reeves.
There it is.
Steve Reeves.
I'm sorry.
I knew that wasn't
what
right.
A fool I am.
Steve Reeves. Did that sound right in your head?
No, it didn't.
Steve Reeves. Steve Reeves sells insurance somewhere. All right, who hosted Hullabaloo? 740-383-9944.
And we'll know if you're looking.
We will. Because you know what? If the first caller gets it right, I'm going to know that it was Googled.
Unless it takes another 30 minutes.
If we ever get a call on this.
We might not get a call. Hullabaloo.
Hullabaloo. Who hosted Hullabaloo?
You know, I used to like to say that. We would do Hullabaloos. We'd do, what do we call them? I can't remember. Anyway, we would do shows on stage when I was with Folk Trio. I just love saying we're having a Hullabaloo because it always made me think I was talking dirty.
You think Hullabaloo sounds dirty?
Well, Hullabaloo sounds like hell of a something, you know.
I don't even know where that word comes from.
I don't either. And back then, if you said H-E double hockey sticks on stage and your dad was a minister, you were in trouble.
Well, now, why would you say this on stage?
Oh, I wouldn't. No, I just like saying Hullabaloo because it made me think I was being on the edge.
But to me, Hullabaloo sounds like one of those words that it confuses people.
It does confuse people, yeah.
We're having a Hullabaloo here today. Is that good or bad?
I'm going to look up Hullabaloo and see what the heck it comes from.
Hullabaloo.
Hullabaloo.
Nobody could figure out the... the derivation or how to spell it. So that's why that show went off the air.
It might have been. It's not easily spelled. It's H-U-L-L-A-B-A-L-O-O. I don't know. Remember all the hullabaloo over a golf ball is how they use it in Wikipedia. I don't know. Don't know what that comes from. Well, translations and more definitions. Okay. It's 18th century reduplication of hallo. I don't know.
Hello?
Yeah, hallo, yeah.
Hallo?
Yeah.
H-A-L-L-O?
English sounding. Hello.
Well, you know what? I was having a conversation again the other night about the two most mispronounced words in the English language.
Well, which are they?
Aunt.
Aunt.
Which is aunt. Which is wrong. And caramel.
Well, those are two you always jump my case about.
Well, that's because you mispronounce them. You know, we got to be proper here, Glenn. We got to stay on the proper side of things.
All right. I heard you misusing grammatical faux pas that you used several times the other day when I was listening to you.
Faux pas?
A faux pas.
Faux pas.
Oh, here's another word we can
faux pas? Where did you get to faux pas? Not fupa.
I've always pronounced it fupa. I'm sorry.
Faux pas.
Well, yeah, I've heard faux pas, but I heard faux pas from people with their nose up in the air.
Yeah, but who told you it was fupa?
My father, probably.
Oh, poor man. Not fupa. Faux pas. Okay, what faux pas am I making?
Oh, I don't remember anymore. It just didn't. But my dad was, not only was he a minister, but he also taught English at Wabash College. And so he was an English professor. And he, every time I made even the slightest grammatical error, including ending a sentence in a preposition like, "Who are you going with?" You dare not say that, you know.
So you're supposed to say, "With whom are you going?"
Yes.
Yeah.
And that just sounds stilted to
me. Well, nobody uses whom.
No, no.
I don't know why we deleted that word.
Well, we still use it. There are certain, whom do you trust? Remember?
Well, we don't say that.
No, I know.
We say, who do you trust?
That was a show on TV, and they made fun of the fact that it was really supposed to be, whom do you trust?
Right, but what does whom represent?
Oh, boy. I don't remember. And I'm not going to show my ignorance by opening my mouth.
You know, I hate to bring this up again.
Sure.
But many, many months ago, we were looking for two people.
You love bringing it up. Well, it's going to hurt my feelings.
No. We were looking for Don Fleming.
Yeah.
And Ruth Green.
Okay.
Right. Now, I found out what happened to Ruth, so I know that story has come to an end. And I guess, in a way, I found out what happened to Don, that Don is still here in Marion, and but it's an interesting mystery of a story.
Boy, did we shift gears here. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I didn't
bother.
Do you want to go back to the language?
No.
we can go back there in a minute. Nobody knows who Hullabaloo was hosted by. I'm upset by this.
Of course.
Just throw a guess out there. Who was Hullabaloo hosted by? 740-383-9944. But we found Don Fleming. We found his phone number. One of our listeners called Don Fleming and told him we were talking about him.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, and I guess the first time he said something about he was going to call or going to try to call or something like this. Never happened.
Wasn't he over at the Towers or something?
No, he's over, I forget. He has a house, though, I think.
Okay.
So then the second time the guy called him, and I guess he got abrupt with the guy who was calling him.
Oh.
So that just put that, and then we've never heard anything since. And this is months ago now.
Doesn't want to be bothered. Leave him alone.
Well, does he?
I don't know.
Well, he took the call the first time. Maybe the second time he was just having a bad day.
Well, I had a guy throw me off his, want to physically throw me off his porch, but he couldn't because I went and knocked on it when I was knocking on doors running for office, and he happened to be in a wheelchair. I didn't know he was in a wheelchair. I saw the ramp, but it doesn't mean everybody's in a wheelchair. And he screamed at me because I knocked on a door of a man who has a ramp, I guess. He was obviously not a Democrat.
is that when it got ugly?
That was the only one that ever got ugly, yeah.
No, I'm saying, when you told him you were a Democrat?
No, I didn't mention
it. You didn't get that far?
I didn't mention a thing.
Well, what happened?
I'm so sorry.
What'd you say to this man?
I apologized profusely.
Yeah, but what started the anger?
When I knocked on his door.
You knocked on the door.
That was all I had to
Nobody
do.
Nobody'd ever knocked on this man's door.
I don't know. He said, can't you see that I'm handicapped? And I'm sorry, sir. What do you think that ramp's for? Well, I'm so sorry, sir. I really didn't mean to. I'm Glenn Cole. Get the heck out of here.
Oh, man.
And he was not from Marion, so he was...
Was the door open?
No, it wasn't.
So he opened the door and saw you.
He had to open the door. All he had to do is just never open the door. I had a lot of people. I could hear him inside. Oh, you can always hear him inside, and they wouldn't open the door.
Did it take this man a long time to get to the door?
A little longer than normal, but...
Well, see, that's you ticked him off, Glenn.
I did. I did, and I really felt bad. I was apologizing with my back to him as I was walking off his ramped porch. It was bad. And I did apologize.
Where'd he live?
He lived in Marysville.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, but he lived alone, apparently.
I don't think he did. But why the other person didn't answer, I don't know. Or why he didn't just not answer it, you know? I don't know.
But the sight of you infuriated this man.
That happens a lot. Back when I used to date, it happened a lot.
I feel terrible for this fellow.
I did, too. I really, truly, honestly did. And I really did apologize a lot to him.
Was he still yelling at you as you were walking away?
No, he slammed the door.
Oh, he slammed.
I do remember him.
Man, he had a lot of energy for a...
He had a bad day that day, I'm sure. And I didn't have a sign on me that says, I'm a lib, or hi, I'm a Dem, or anything.
Well, I don't think it had anything. You didn't even get you were a politician out.
No.
He just didn't like you knocking on his door.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Nothing to do with politics.
I think I did get out, hi, I'm running for state senate, state
representative. Oh, we'll see right
might
there.
Might have done it, yeah.
You did, see?
Yeah. I should have kept my mouth shut. I needed you as my campaign manager.
Well, you should have said, I'm here to polish your ramp. And he would have been all over the place.
Oh, yeah. He'd have loved me saying that.
Why? Because he obviously thought you could have taken a hint.
Yeah, he thought I could,
yeah.
I guess.
But he wasn't pleased with you.
I guess
so that. What's the proper etiquette? What's the... who's the etiquette woman? I shouldn't... Who's the famous...
Well, you've got Heloise, but...
Yeah, but no, but I Lizzie...
Anne?
No, not Anne. Who was the famous etiquette woman who we all went to for etiquette lessons?
Oh, yeah.
She wrote big books.
Yeah, I remember
that. Yeah, who was the etiquette woman?
I never went to her, obviously. I have bad etiquette.
Well, I had her granddaughter on.
Oh, okay.
I know her name. It was Post.
Oh, yes, yes.
What was her first name?
Emily
Post.
Emily, yes.
Emily Post taught us all good manners.
Yes.
Now, whoa. Emily Post, what would she have said about you doing this to a handicapped gentleman?
I think she probably would have said, if you saw his ramp, you shouldn't have bothered him.
And you did.
But I went up to a lot of houses that had ramps.
Did people in wheelchairs come to the doors?
Well, sometimes they did, sometimes they didn't. I must remind you, I knocked on about 3,000 to 5,000 doors.
Yeah, but it sounds to me like you and this guy just didn't see eye to eye.
He must have. Maybe I stepped in some dog poop on the way up the ramp. I don't know.
So immediately he came to the door.
Immediately
angry.
He was mad. Immediately the door opened up and he was yelling at me. Yeah, and that had never happened before.
Did this make your blood boil?
No, it didn't. It made me feel bad.
Well, see, because I know that you've threatened to throw people down steps.
Well, I have thrown people down. I have thrown two people downstairs.
Well, that makes things better.
Yeah, and I didn't throw him down the stairs, down the ramp.
But did you have the urge to?
No, I did not. I had the urge to apologize profusely, and that's what I did.
So he won that argument.
Oh, absolutely. He won it when he opened up yelling.
See, he hit you quick.
Oh, he did. He got me good. Yeah.
He was the Mike Tyson
of
door answerers.
I never, ever had a person that I knocked on the door that came out, other than him, that came out and was mean to me. I had a few of them, yeah, how can I help you? Or, yeah, what do you want? That type of thing. But never, never somebody that was angry. He was angry from moment one.
Well, but it sounds to me there was something underlying his anger.
Well, you're looking at me. Does this cute little face ever make you angry?
Well, I think
yes,
you should have been aware of this man's
I should have.
Ramp.
And I was wrong.
Emily Post would say that.
And that's why I apologize.
Now, how would you handle this problem, callers? How would you handle if somebody came to the door and rapped on your door and you are in a wheelchair? How would you handle that situation? Or on the other end, if somebody in a wheelchair comes to the door screaming at you, how do you handle that situation properly? Let us know.
I hope I did it right.
740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Or did the gentleman who called Don Fleming, did we ever hear from Don again? Did he ever call back?
I think Emily Post would say, don't call him anymore. He's had enough.
I think he's fine, as far as I know.
It would sound like he didn't want to be called.
Well, where'd you get that idea?
Well, the idea that he got angry with your surrogate caller the second time
he called. He might have been having a bad day.
Well, that's what I thought about the guy that knocked on the
door. I'm not saying he might have been having a bad day, but you caught the brunt of it.
I did catch the brunt
of it. But you don't go back with the man in the wheelchair. I go back with Don Fleming.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had no idea. But, you know, we did have a list. A lot of people don't know this, but when politicians knock on your door, they know who you are. They know what party you voted
for. So this was a Democrat.
Well, I had a list of Democrats / independents. I didn't knock on any Republicans' doors. So it could have been an independent that just didn't want to hear it. Or maybe he had just gotten finished with some other, you know, there were a lot of people out. When I was knocking on doors, there were a lot of people out knocking on doors. So, and in Marysville makes Marion look like a Democratic bastion.
Wonder why that is.
I don't know. It's very, very Republican down there. And I think it has a lot to do with the agricultural business. The farmers tend to vote Republican. It's just been in their nature for a long time.
Well, you know, we're many minutes into this program, and we have not even had one guess as to who hosted Hullabaloo.
Okay, go ahead and look it up.
Do what you got to do here, but it's an interesting answer. Who hosted the television series Hullabaloo? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
You're sure you remember, huh?
I do.
I'm going to check on you.
I can picture it.
Okay.
The person who hosted Hullabaloo. Yeah. Does anybody know? We'd love to know.
You'd think I would picture him, but I can't. I'm looking it up right now. I'm cheating.
Big star of the era.
Well, we'll see here. Well, it gives me three. Okay. If it's it's a guy, right?
It is a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Incredibly popular of that era. Not okay. So?
And I think...
Or so.
Yeah, if it's this guy, very popular, yes. Had an interesting singing voice. Does that help anybody?
Who did?
Who they say was the host. Maybe.
Of Hullabaloo?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know they sang.
Oh, no, he, not on the show.
Like in the dressing room?
In the shower.
Where
before.
Do they sing?
I don't know.
They're not a singer.
Okay, then I'm apparently looking at the wrong. I was looking at the wrong person. Well, the second person it shows is also a singer. So I'm going to keep on looking.
Well, there was only one host of Hullabaloo.
That's what I thought, because it only lasted two seasons.
Two seasons, sure. Yeah,
there were 48 episodes. That's kind of interesting how many episodes there were in two seasons. Now I think a season is considered 13 episodes, isn't it?
Yeah, well, depends on where you are. I think if you're on network television, it's still like 24.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, and in England, it's only 8 or 9. It's really short. My wife and I have gotten really into watching stuff on BritBox, and all of them are 8 or 9.
You know, I'm not sure if that's good or bad, though. I like the idea of 24 is not bad in a 12-month period, because then you have repeats, more repeats.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, repeats are ugly.
No, repeats are good.
I hate repeats.
Well, no, like after a show's long gone, you don't go back and watch the repeats?
No, not very often. Now, on West Wing, I watch all the repeats.
See, there you go.
There are a few I watch repeats on.
Now, if there had only been 8 episodes a season of West Wing, you'd only have about 50 repeats to watch.
Yeah. Well, one of the shows I watched was called The Network. I think that was the name of it. And it was a very lib show. And it was about a newsroom. It might have been called Newsroom. It was about a newsroom group. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And it only lasted 3 years. And it was written by Sorkin, who is the guy that did West Wing. And
good writer.
Yeah, great show. But it only lasted 3 years and very few episodes of that.
I hate to bring this up, but we've done it every week. Okay. So, and this week I've actually got some statistics.
Okay.
And I thought about something you said last week. And because I think this is interesting. Tonight's the fourth Vax-a-Million.
Yeah.
Now, here's the statistics. Okay. As of yesterday, right now in Ohio, fully vaccinated people are at 42%. Right now, 42%. 4 weeks into Vax-a-Million. Before Vax-a-Million, we were at 40 point something. There's some debate over that.
How about single shots? Does it say that on there?
I don't have the single shot number, but I think it's somewhere, I don't think it's over 50%. But in any event, before the vaccination, or before the Vax-a-Million, it was like 40-something. 40 point. So it has not moved a whole lot.
The numbers haven't gone up, no.
No. And interestingly enough, prior to the Vax-a-Million announcement, there, according to the CDC website, there were 4 days after the announcement where the sign-ups went up. Mm-hmm. 4 days. Mm-hmm. Then, 1 week after, they were leveled off to where they were before the announcement. And then since then, they've been below where they were prior to the announcement. So that's...
Now, what do you mean? People turn their vaccines...
Per day.
They turn their vaccines in?
No,
I don't want that vaccine. Take it back.
No, no. Per day.
Per day, okay.
The number of people getting vaccinated prior to... For 4 days, it increased. Mm-hmm. 4 days after the announcement. Then a week later, it was right back to where it was before, about the average. And since that point, we are now below where we were before the announcement of Vax-a-Million, of vaccinations per day.
That doesn't surprise me. And I'm not an apologist for that thing. It was obviously a marketing ploy to get people to go in. But I think if it increased it any, it's a good thing.
This is something you said last week that I thought about, because I'm going to explain while I'm with you in a certain sense. But here's...
Because I can't punch you from this far away.
What you said last week was, because we've been talking about the success or failure of this, and clearly, on the whole, unless some dramatic thing happened in the next 7 days, it's going to go down as a failure. Percentage-wise.
Well, wait and hear what the announcement's at the end.
Right, but
I think they'll make it sound like it was a positive thing.
DeWine will.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's running for office. he's got 7 days, and we've went up 2%. You know, he's going to have trouble.
Well, we're going up.
Right.
Whereas we were going down before that, I think.
But now we're going down again.
Yeah, now we're going down again. But right. I think that's just natural.
Well, but here's the thing. This is what you said last week. And this is what, and to the point that I agree with this, but then I want to say where I think it's a little bit, the logic is wrong. What you said was, you said, I don't care. I think you said 1 million, but we're talking about 5 million here. You said, I don't care as long as it saves one life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I mean, of course, anybody wants to save a life. That's true. But it's like texting while driving, okay? If somebody says, texting while driving, okay, this is a bad problem. Here's $5 million. You do the best you can to help the problem, texting while driving. Now, if I tell people, if I say, okay, listen, I'm going to give 5 people $1 million, and you have to promise me that you will never text and drive again, or if you do, you'll go to prison, those 5 people will probably never text and drive again. You gave them $1 million. But there will be scads of people who you never reach that will still die. And it's not as effective. So the logic of, if it saved one life, it's good money spent, I don't think is exactly correct. I'm glad if it saved life, good. But I think it could, $5 million could have better been spent to save more lives.
Well, I think that it was, and again, I will say, I'm not an apologist for that. I'm not, it was not a, it didn't wake me up when they said that, and I went, oh, that's a great idea. No. And having been a PR person for most of my life, I think I know what's good and bad for PR, but it was not one that I thought was a great PR move, but it was a, that's what it was done for. But it was also done in conjunction with a whole bunch of other things. They've started advertising a lot more. They've gone out and talked to children, or not children, but yeah, high school kids and stuff like that in their schools and stuff like that. And I think it's just part of a multi-prong attack to get more people. And I think it's more than one person. I bet it's saved. I bet it's saved several.
Oh, you're right. But I guess what I'm saying is when the argument is if it saved one person, it's a good idea, I have to look at it from the idea I want to save more than one person for $5 million.
Do you have a better idea than that?
Well, what I think could have happened, because I'm looking at what most people are telling me and why our numbers are still so low, and we've got to look at this because Governor DeWine said not too long ago that he expected to be at 70% by the 4th of July.
Yeah, he did.
We're way off.
Yeah.
And even with Vax-a-Million. So we have to look at why that is. And it seems to deal with the young people and also with lower economic people. So I think we should have done a better job, and whatever we spent more, maybe $5 million more, in letting the lower economic community, maybe providing busing, cars, letting them know it's free. A lot of people still don't know it's absolutely free.
There was busing advertised that
right.
You could get free busing.
But I'm just saying, with more money, we could have done more of it.
$5 million doesn't go very far in the advertising.
Well, no, but I think it certainly could have been spent also to everybody likes to get a little something. And I think if it had been dropped down and more winners had been given and it wasn't a million, you know, $100,000 winners a week.
I would have thought that was a better idea, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is what I'm just saying. I don't think this was well. I know it wasn't well thought out because he thought people were enrolled when they weren't.
Yeah, they started it out, and I thought, oh, I'm instantly enrolled, and I wasn't. I had to have my wife filled out a form for me or something like that. Yeah, I see where you're coming from, and I agree with you. But I think it was a try, and I would rather have people try, even if they make a stupid try. It's better to try than to not shoot the ball.
Yeah, but doesn't
win.
Okay, but here's the big, and we haven't talked about this because this happened after last week's Vax-a-Million and we haven't been together. Don't you feel a little, isn't there a little problem with the governor showing up on the lawn last week to deliver the winner?
That didn't bother me even the slightest.
Right, but you don't think then that this is anything to get him reelected?
Of course it is.
Right. Well, that's a problem. That's a problem for me. Because then, because if you would have given, as I said, 10 people $100,000, maybe that would have worked better. But the photo, the PR photo of the governor there with the winner and getting on his lawn in Richwood, you know, that makes this very, very, very serious thing look like, hey, I did this because I need to get reelected and my party doesn't like me.
Everything that the governor does between now and the election is going to be to get him reelected.
Well, that's problematic then, because then that makes me think that this was not made, the best decision was not made to get people vaccinated. The best decision was to get him reelected.
I don't think that was the decision. I think that was a side positive thing for him. I think I really think his committee, they probably banged this back and forth against each other's heads for a day. They obviously didn't spend too much time on it. And then that's what they came up with. It's a try as opposed to not trying. And then the campaign manager says, hey, we can make some ground off of this, and that's why they did what they did.
Yeah, but I say, did anybody speak up? What were the other ideas?
I don't know. You'd have to ask them.
Well, I just think that this, I think a lot of people looked at it like the lottery, and a lot of people don't play the lottery because they go, well, what are my chances?
Yeah, I don't play.
Right. Because of that. And I think that's what happened here. And I think that if you would have even given people $100, it's
and
a
there
sure,
were states that did
right,
that. Yeah.
And I think that's probably the smarter idea.
It probably
but,
was,
but
yeah.
You don't get political mileage out of that.
I bet they did. In what I forget what state did that. Was it West Virginia that did that?
I bet. I think it was Kentucky or one of those.
I bet they got mileage out of it. They said, look, the governor's giving you $100 just to get a shot.
Yeah, but it's how many times did we see on Thursday last week DeWine and that guy in Richwood?
See him once.
Oh, it was picture was out there.
I don't watch too much local news.
Yeah, but to me that's very. That's the definition of hokey.
You think it's, and I think the word tacky is probably even better than hokey, but hokey has a smile on it. Tacky is kind of, you stupid.
Well, I just think, I DeWine got such praise in the beginning of this, and I want to believe it down deep somewhere that there is something more important than getting elected to these people.
You do understand the political nature that we're in right now, where it doesn't make any difference what you stand for, what you say, how much money have you got. That's what, and we've got to get out of that. We've got to find a way to stop paying
but,
to win.
But if you raise the money, as much as people don't like it, and it's, but the Supreme Court's already ruled on this, you can spend it. But DeWine didn't raise this money. That's a big problem with it, too. This money came from the federal government, and he's using it as a campaign. I don't like that.
I think if you, any state that has a promo to get people to get their shots, I think the politicians will find a way to use it. Whether it's the right thing to do or not, I don't know. But until we get out of this mindset that you can pay to win an election and you don't have to have any intelligence or any thought or anything, we'll get people, we'll get decisions like this.
Right, but where are the people who are really thinking about how do we get people vaccinated? Because we're going to hit a time here where this is going to be important if this number doesn't budge.
Well, it's kind of interesting that in the national numbers, 70-some percent of us libs have already gotten our shots, whereas only 40-some percent, or less than that, of the Republicans, conservative people, have not. I think it's a political thing. I don't think it has anything to do with whether you're safe or not. I'm a Republican, and my former president told me I don't need to get a shot. I think that's why we have that problem. Now, if they'd spent the money to re-educate people, that might have been better off.
All I know is I think DeWine has got serious troubles.
Oh, yeah, I think you're probably right. Yeah.
And I think I've never seen really a governor, and there had never been a pandemic before, but I just think I think he thought that his decisions were going to wield he's the greatest governor, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's ship has sailed.
Yeah, well, I think he thought he would not only impress his own party, but which he has been a member of forever. The man's in his 70s. Mm-hmm. But I think...
Hey, watch.
Well, but he's been in political office, I think, for most of that time.
Yeah, probably, yes.
And I also think that he thought it would wow some of those Democrats who say, boy, he's handling this very, very well. And instead, it's done the exact opposite. He's almost alienated his party completely. And then the people, the Democrats who would support him, seem to like the Democratic candidate because they think he's old news.
Okay.
So who's he got?
They're all old news. That's all I can say.
Well, I just think, I don't think he won any Democratic votes. I don't think anybody's going to go in there gets to the main and pull the trigger for him. And yet in the primary, I'm not even sure he can win now because he's alienated the party so bad.
Yeah, he's kind of alienated both sides of the aisle. Yeah. I agree with you. I'm trying to look up. Janet Garrett sent me a text, and she asked me, "Who are these people that keep voting for these dummies?" Yeah. and I said, I texted her back, "Dummies vote for dummies."
Well, but you know what? Anybody can get elected, and I don't know.
Not
I
anybody. Just... No, you gotta have money.
Well, you do it. Well, I don't know. You know, if you get the right television time, if you say enough.
You don't get the television time unless you got money.
Well, some have. Some have been able to manipulate that.
I'm trying to think of one that got elected, but go ahead.
Well, in any event, what I'm saying is that I just think that Vax-a-Million's been fun. It's been a nice talking point. It's been an interesting time, but. If I was looking at those numbers, I certainly would be disappointed.
Yeah, I think they will. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really thought, when we started talking about this, I really thought it would help a lot more. Like a lot of PR people, I thought that would be a good thing. Obviously, it hasn't gotten it up to the 70-some percent they wanted to do.
Didn't even get it up 5%.
And it's not going to. Ever, because the former president says that you don't need the shots. So.
No, you know what I think will happen? Eventually, what will happen is they're only going to let this lag for so long. And the first time there's an uptick, which will probably happen as soon as the weather changes. And
you think
September,
we will?
I think it's if we stay in the 40 percentile, yeah. When September or October happens, there's just going to be an uptick. It's low now because summer tends to be lower because people are out.
Yeah.
So when we're all back inside together... In the fall, in school, in restaurants, in confined places again, and people can go to shows at the Palace. I saw the Palace introduce their fall season.
Cool.
They can go to the Pear, they can fair, they can do all this stuff, popcorn festival. They're going to get sick. Some. Not all, but some will. And when those numbers tick up, then what's going to happen is eventually the private sector is going to step in and they're going to say, you can't work here unless you get vaccinated. You can't come to school unless you get vaccinated. And that's what will drive the numbers.
And it'll drive some people crazy because it's ruining their freedom.
Well, it will, but that's what eventually will happen. Caller, we only got 30 seconds here, so please call back after the break if you're free. Please call back. We got 30 seconds till the break. Call back at 11:15 because we do want to hear what you have to say on this. And anybody else at 740-383-9944. We're going to break here. It's an interesting conversation,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Maybe, but hey, if I win the $1 million tonight...
You'll love it.
Yeah, tell people tomorrow I really thought it was a great idea. Be back.
Listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Kay Ballard, performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel like, you know, fast food.